The themes of repentance and conversion run throughout the readings of today. And it is just as well that, you know, we have that, because very soon we're going to go into Lenten season, beginning with the Ash Wednesday. And these two themes are quite very, very critical to our observance of Lent. In the first reading, the story of Jonah and the Ninevites shows Jonah preaching a message of repentance to the people of Nineveh. And the amazing thing about it is that these people immediately, these pagan people, immediately abandoned their evil ways and their idolatry and followed the ways pleasing to God. But I tell you that Jonah was not happy that God gave them forgiveness. Why? Because the people of Nineveh and the Assyrians had caused incalculable harm to the people of Israel. So this led Jonah to begin to think that it is unfair of God to grant forgiveness to so wicked a people. And so when he was actually asked the first time, because this is the second time, when he was asked to go, he reluctantly, you know, went. But what happened? He boarded a ship that was going the opposite direction and not going to where he was supposed to go to. And like we all know, a storm broke out and finally he was thrown into the sea. And a huge fish, you know, swallowed Jonah. He was there in the belly for about 3 days. And eventually the fish vomited him at the seashore of Nineveh. And when he came out and found himself in Nineveh, well, I think there was some kind of still that reluctance to continue the mission. And then Yahweh patiently, or rather God patiently, still repeated the command. You have to go to Nineveh and preach the words of repentance. So he went in obedience, even though it was against his choice or will. But secretly, he had this secret desire in his heart that the people of Nineveh would not repent so that they would be destroyed. You know, it's like tit for tat. But unknown to him, God was working already in the hearts of these people and leading them to conversion, telling you and I that it is God who really converts, not we. We may just prepare the ground, but God actually does the conversion himself. So what Jonah did was to just simply say, in fact, his own message was one of punishment threat. He said, only 40 days remaining and Nineveh will be destroyed. That was all. But unexpectedly, these people really repented of their evil ways. You could see that in their action, like it was done those days to express sorrow and guilt. You know, they dressed in sackcloth and then embarked on rigorous fasting. So Jonah was really shocked, but saddened that they repented. And you could see that it was like he was telling God, you know, I knew you would do this. You know, that was why in the first place I had to go to Tarshish. You know, because I knew you were a God of tenderness, of compassion, slow to anger, and rich in forgiveness. But God rebuked him. Of course, it's like telling him, well, those people are also my children. They need repentance. They need forgiveness. And I could also have not, I could have punished you, but I had patience with you, because I needed you to know the right thing to do. You know, so I guess that was also a moment of conversion for Jonah himself. Now, in the second reading, St. Paul, you know, appeals to the people of Corinth not to live as if this world is the be-all and end-all, rather that they are to adopt a lifestyle that is in keeping with their noble calling, that they were to be detached from the things of this world. Well, we know that the material world and all that it contains are not bad, but it is our attitude to towards them, that is the question. Our attitude towards them, that is the question. And so it is this one of detachment. This repentance has this detachment as part of it, as part of it. And that is why you notice that the four disciples of Jesus adopted that attitude of detachment when they heard the Jesus calling for repentance and to believe in the good news. You know, we're told that they abandoned their livelihood, their possessions, their security, or their family ties, and they followed Jesus. Because this attitude of detachment aims at a total commitment to Christ. And this should be reflected at all levels of Christian vocation. The vocation to the priesthood, the vocation to married life, and so on and so forth. This attitude. And I know that it is difficult, but it requires some kind of gradual transformation, though painful, but gradual transformation. Now, the scripture tells us that Jonah's message of repentance, you know, that the people of Nineveh immediately accepted it and were converted. But to be realistic about this, Jesus' message of repentance does not always receive such immediate positive response. You and I, we know that. And many reasons can be adduced. While the call to repent is directed to sinners, it is also directed to the good. And Jesus had more trouble with the so-called good people than with sinners. The so-called good people are the hardest to convert. Why? Because they feel that they don't have any need of conversion. And many people have the idea that, repentance is something, you know, that one can't actually embrace. Why? Well, because one, it is painful. And at the same time, it is an unknown journey. It is a journey that you do not know. It is like moving from the known to the unknown, from the familiar to the unfamiliar, from a life of sensual pleasures, of comfort, of self-indulgence, to one of strict spiritual discipline. Because the Bible says that those that God loves, God chastises them. He disciplines those that he loves. And so, because of this, many people are slow to embrace such life. They will rather be left alone, and sometimes to their ruin, you know. So, answering the call to repentance requires that one feels a dissatisfaction with oneself, and having a longing for a better or for something better. You know, you can find that, you can see that even with Zacchaeus. Look at Zacchaeus' life, how though he had such a privileged life, but he felt that something was still missing. Or you could also see that of St. Matthew. After watching The Chosen, you know, the film The Chosen, you could see that Matthew also had a privileged life, but you could also see from his actions that something was still missing in his life. So when people had this kind of realization, it is actually the beginning of conversion, you know, because conversion experience, you know, demands from us openness, honesty, humility, and courage. It is the courage to put an end to self-deception and to confront a painful reality. It is the courage to admit our guilt, ask for forgiveness, and at the same time, you know, have that firm resolve to change. You know, we may do this a good number of times, that's okay, until we get it right. So, but this is one aspect of conversion, which is moving out of evil. But there is another aspect of conversion, which is a conversion to goodness. It is that a conversion to goodness leads one to discover something wonderful, something beautiful about oneself. Namely, you know, that one has this potential that one never knew one had. That is, it is like discovering that one can be in touch with the core of goodness within oneself, because we all have this core of goodness within us, more and more. And discovering this sort of releases you. It frees you. You now have a newfound freedom, that you never knew before, especially in the spiritual life and in the way you relate to people and realities. It is discovering or obtaining a new vision, taking a new direction and living by better values. You now begin to, and as a matter of fact, this kind of discovery or this kind of new life is exciting and joyful. If you really see those who have actually experienced it. So in a nutshell, this repentance and conversion is all about discovering this new life and courageously following this new life which Jesus himself offers us through his gospel.